Hello, and welcome to This Week at Charlestown Road, a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. My name is Jason Harden. This is where we reflect on some aspect of our life together as a church family here at Charlestown Road. We pick up on something that we're learning together, and we dig a little deeper. Today, I'd like to dig into Job 25. That is what our daily Bible reading schedule was for this past Monday. Even if you haven't been reading along with us, there'll be something that you can learn, hopefully use to see a little clearer in the middle of this strange week. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. It's just me today. Roger and I are making adjustments to just about everything, just like you are, and we hope to be able to continue to record these episodes in person together. It may be that in the days, weeks ahead, we have to do a little bit of remote recording, but we're going to do our best to continue on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays to give you something to think about. We appreciate you joining us on the journey. Job 25, it's a short chapter, and I'll tell you, I'm thankful that it's short, because it's not a fun chapter to read. If you read it on Monday, you know that. We're right in the middle of this section where Job and his three friends are speculating all over the big why question. Why did all of those terrible things happen to Job and his family and his livelihood? Where's God in the middle of all of this? And what in the world kind of terrible sinner is Job that all of these bad things would have happened to him? Job, if you were a good guy, none of that bad stuff would have happened. That's the sort of thing we're reading in this section of this classic Old Testament book. It's a tough book to read, I'll grant you that. But God can use even this difficult book, and sometimes some of the foolish things said in this book to help us see. Job 25, Bildad, one of Job's three friends, is the speaker, and he says in verse 2, "Dominion and fear are with God. He makes peace in his high heaven. Is there any number to his armies? Upon whom does his light not arise? How then can man be in the right before God? How can he who is born of woman be pure? Behold, even the moon is not bright, and the stars are not pure in his eyes. How much less man, who is a maggot, and the son of man, who is a worm?" Aren't you glad that you opened your Bible and read it on Monday? You read Job 25. Listen, Job 25 is a great reminder that just because we read a quotation in the Bible doesn't mean that it's necessarily true. God saw fit to record all sorts of things that men and women said and did to teach us lessons. We need to be really careful as we open our Bibles. You know, I just allow the pages to fall to Job 25, verse 6, and I hear that man is a maggot, the son of man is a worm. But that's not the truth. That's not how God would have me view myself or the people around me. And I want to show you that before we're done. But let's just camp here in Job 25 territory for a moment, as unpleasant as it is, because Bildad is not the only person who has ever viewed the world, themselves, and the people around them through this sort of lens. There are plenty of people today who are wondering, is God even there? And if God is there, is he good? You notice in Job 25, Bildad says, dominion and fear are with God, but that doesn't necessarily mean that God is good. If he's not there, we just live in a cold, dark, indifferent world. We're just the products of a long series of accidents. There isn't any real big point to life. There isn't any ultimate goal. There's not a great obstacle to overcome that will impact life beyond death. We might as well just eat and drink for tomorrow we die. There are a lot of people who've made a lot of money selling books and TV shows with that sort of message. You're just the product of a long series of evolutionary accidents. It really doesn't matter how you're going to live, because what can you really expect from a worm? There are those who look at life, the gift, the sanctity of life, and don't see anything there at the beginning. There isn't any sanctity of life in the womb. If you end it in the womb, or you cut life short at the end of a life, someone who's elderly, someone who's infirm, someone who can't support themselves, why would there be any sanctity attached to a maggot? We're all just collections of water and calcium and organic molecules. We ought not to expect too much from each other. What can you expect from a worm? You know, if we're just this result of all of these accidents down through a long evolutionary history, what difference does it make how you live, how you love, who you love, how you hate, how you are cruel to other people? What difference does it make whether you are tender or aggressive to the people around you? And if there is a God, how could you ever hope to be right in His eyes? How can he who is born of woman be pure? We heard Bildad wondering, what hope is there for man? What future does a maggot or a worm have? What difference will it make, Job, when you're dead? Lots of people look at life through that lens. You heard Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3 warn young Timothy of the days that were coming when people would be lovers of self, proud, arrogant, abusive, unholy, heartless, brutal, treacherous, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. A lot of people looking at life through the lens of Job 25 today. But could I remind you, just because God saw fit to record the foolishness of Bildad, that doesn't mean that we ought to look at life that way today. Could I give you a different lens, a better lens? If you're following along in your Bible, you can open it back to Psalm 8. Whereas Job 25 is the theory of Bildad as to why life is the way it is, in Psalm 8 we've got a psalm of David as he's carried along by the Holy Spirit of God. I want you to notice, same questions are asked, but a very different answer and outcome. Psalm 8, verse 1, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the Son of Man, that you care for him. Do you see the connection? Job 25, Psalm 8, Bildad and David both ask the same question. What is man? What is the Son of Man? In Job 25, we're just maggots and worms. Listen to the better answer. The answer from your Creator in Psalm 8. God, you've made man a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You look at life through the lens of Job 25 and you're made to wonder, is God even there? Psalm 8 says, our Lord is Yahweh. I am who I am. Job 25, well, if God is there, is he good? Psalm 8, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You reign. Who are we human beings that you are mindful of us? But notice there is no doubt in David's mind. The God who reigns over the universe is mindful of human beings. So mindful that in the language of verse 3, he has set in place the moon and the stars as witnesses of his power, of reminders of his magnificence, and he has made us, verse 5, a little lower than the heavenly beings. He has crowned us with glory and honor. He has given us human beings, men and women fashioned in his image. He has given us dominion over the works, the amazing works of his gracious hands. He has put all things under our feet, sheep, oxen, beasts of the field, birds of the heavens, fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. God, you have set your glory above the heavens. None of this foolish, let's eat and drink for tomorrow we die. No, God, we were created to glorify you. We have been fearfully and wonderfully made a little lower than the angels, that we might walk in the light with you, our Heavenly Father. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it makes a difference which lens you are looking at life through. There are lots of people today giving themselves over to despair, embracing the darkness. There's no point to life. We live in a cold, dark, indifferent universe. Just make the most of it now, because when you're dead, that's the end. There's no more. You might as well look out for number one and just make the most of your life. Listen, that is not life the way your Creator intended it to be. That is not how your Creator wants you to see today. And as difficult as reading the book of Job is, he has preserved Job 25, but he's also told us the truth in Psalm 8. Life is sacred at its beginning, at its end, in the middle. He cares for us more than we can possibly imagine. We were created to glorify him. How much does he love us? He sent his one and only son. You want to dig a little deeper into that idea? It's fascinating how Psalm 8 is quoted in Hebrews chapter 2. Maybe you spend a little bit of time this morning or this afternoon or this evening listening to the writer of Hebrews in Hebrews 2 say, it has been testified somewhere. And he quotes what we've just read from Psalm 8, and he applies it to Jesus. And he teaches us, he helps us to see that Jesus is the founder of our salvation. Jesus is the destroyer of the devil. He's the deliverer from slavery. He is our merciful, faithful high priest. Jesus offers eternal salvation to all who obey him. This is God's light. Light in the middle of the darkness. This is God's life, abundant life that he wants us to enjoy. Don't look at today through the lens of Job 25. Walk in the light today, the light provided by Psalm 8. I'd encourage you to keep reading in your Bible with me. Even though we're not able to see each other in person, we're still walking by this light. You can access our daily Bible reading schedule at charlestownroad.org. Our current calendar leads us through the end of this Saturday, but stay tuned to charlestownroad.org, and Lord willing, at the very end of this week, you'll be able to see and download a fresh calendar for April. On Sundays and Wednesdays, we're reading from the Psalms. On Saturdays, we're reading from the Proverbs. Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, we're reading an Old Testament chapter and a New Testament chapter. We're right now in the middle of Job, and toward the end of the Gospel of Luke. Let's take Jesus at his word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Things for thinking through, Job 25 and Psalm 8 with me today. Thanks for listening to This Week at Charlestown Road and the broader Heaven Bound podcast. Lord willing, we'll have a fresh episode for you this coming Friday. We hope that this little episode has helped you set your mind on things above. Make it a great day today in the service of our great God who has made us a little lower than the angels.